from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We know a little more about what happened in the moments before police are seen on video taking a surfer to the ground in Belmar. Body cam footage of the incident has been released. It shows an officer approaching surfer Liam Mahoney, asking him if he has a beach badge. Mahoney dismisses the officer, telling him he doesn't need one. The officer then asks for his ID so he can write Mahoney a ticket. It's then Mahoney grabs his surfboard and walks away and ignores the officer's orders to stop and put the surfboard down. That's when the confrontation gets violent and officers restrain Mahoney, taking him into custody. The police chief in Belmar says Mahoney was arrested not because of not having a beach badge, but because he refused to comply with the officer's orders. Monkeypox is causing another scare, with a virus wreaking havoc in African nations. Officials have declared it a public health emergency of international concern. And experts say they wouldn't be surprised if the contagious infection eventually makes its way here.
People travel and it's summertime, so everyone needs to be concerned about Mpox, says Perry Halkidis, dean of the Rutgers School of Public Health.
In my perspective, it's just a matter of time before there's going to be at least one case here in the United States.
Related to an outbreak in 2022, New Jersey coming into this summer was still recording weekly cases of Mpox, which can present with symptoms such as a fever and skin lesions. The Mpox causing the scare today is said to be more transmissible through routine close contact. There is a vaccine available for at-risk individuals. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A man is in trouble after shooting and killing a dog in Hunterdon County.
Prosecutors say 30-year-old Craig Cook shot a pit bull he said was acting aggressive on August 12th at a Reddington property. Business owner Callie Hartman told Reddington police it had gone after another dog and then was menacing to her. Cook is now charged with third-degree animal cruelty and second-degree possession of a weapon. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It is so nice out this morning, cool and crisp. If you've been reaching for a light jacket or sweatshirt so far this week, you might want to do the same this morning, with temperatures still in the 50s for most of the state right now. Sunny and dry today, high temperatures near 80. It really doesn't get much better than this. We'll keep low humidity and very light winds today. A few clouds may creep in tonight. It'll be comfortable with lows around 60. And the nice weather continues this weekend. Sun and clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer and more summer-like. Highs 80 to 85. A little bit stickier, mid-80s on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Mrs. G's Appliances. Their first ever warehouse sale is this Saturday and Sunday. You're invited to walk through their warehouse and find huge savings on appliances. It's this weekend only at Mrs. G Appliances, Business Route 1 in Darrah Lane in Lawrence Township, and online at MrsG's.com.
Orange is 61, Hillsborough 57, Toms River is 62. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.